A bullet point for financial performance. Concern was raised on funds being parked at, for instance, NASFAS, 112 million. The reasons, therefore, as well as plans with it. I think the other one was also the DHS. Money that was transferred is parked with them as well. Then we move on to non-financial performance, bullet point two. While in previous years this has been done, although not a bit optimistic, I think it's over-optimistic, because they had one point something, and then they wanted to go to 0.4. So that was impossible under the circumstances. So I think a bit is being underestimated. Okay. The next one is right down to committee recommendations. We go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Say the sixth one. The committee raised concern around internships and the eventual utilization of these interns, as well as the contract workers who are often doing work of permanent people. The department has a vacancy rate of 21%, and most of the posts are in the service delivery programs, which complicates the achievement of targets and necessitates the restructuring of the department. I think the point that I raised in the discussion was that 21% was going to be allocated to the appointment of staff for the provincial offices. So the issue was raised, if there's 21% still outstanding that needs to be appointed, and they've got to go provincial offices, what about the key positions that have not been filled in the DMV itself? And this called for the new organogram to be forwarded to the committee. The following point is the slow delivery of houses, 130 out of 3,000, and no progress on subsidized transport was raised as a serious concern. We also asked that alternative housing delivery options be considered and expanded on. The following one is, concern was expressed at the functioning of the call center, especially since some members have experience of the challenges many veterans have to contact or access the department. And it was not only the call center, it also included the contact list for the various departments or directorates for the benefits. Those lists were given by the department, are sent to all military veterans, and they phone these people specifically for housing, specifically for pension, specifically, and they have problems getting through on those lines. The following one is, the department was informed, and it carries on, and contradicts the intention to treat military veterans, not to threat, but to treat military veterans. Then we move on to the other one. I think it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Point 7, the department was requested to report back on progress to overhaul the SCM processes in the department in total. Just that putting the qualification afterwards. Yeah. Then we carry on. That's it.
Much. And then any other
on the DOD?
On the DOD?
The DOD point 1, 2, 3, 4. Point 3. The committee notes a contribution of DOD towards the finalization of a national cyber war security strategy. Okay. Then the following one is 4. The committee welcomes the fact that no major cases of corruption above 5 million were reported in the DOD in 2015-16. And I think also their commitment to consequence management, because they repeated consequence management throughout the report. And then we go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Point 11, the continued high spending on personnel at 55% is an ongoing concern and impacts negatively on the DOD's ability to focus on the procurement of capital assets and the maintenance of these assets. It furthermore limits the SANDF's operational capacity. I just wanted to, the way we draw the line is where the defense review refers to the 40-30-30 ratio. that we should comply with the recommendation by the Defence Review. The following point immediately after that, while the higher than normal absorption of MSDS personnel into regular force is noted, force rejuvenation remains a critical concern for the committee. What we've added in our discussion is that we want the MIMS options to also be tabled with the committee.
What is that said again?
The exit mechanisms and incentives that must be tabled in order for members to exit the Defence Force in order to be rejuvenated. Then 2 points lower, the committee has become increasingly aware of concerns related to the procurement and the SCM processes. The AG refers to those two specifically, not as one process. SCM and the procurement. Then the matters that, we go right to the end of the report under recommendations. The 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 3. The third point from the bottom up. The DoD should inform the committee within 30 days of the adoption of the BRRR report of its plans, which with detailed timelines and costing for the finalization of 1 mil hospital refurbishing program. I don't know if we want to specifically highlight within that refurbishing program, Honourable Chair, and also the appointment of the medical technologist, which is critical in that process.
Okay, that's what we picked up at the on our oversight.
On the oversight. This,
yeah, no, it must be included, Honourable Member.
Then the next point, the DoD should finalize military disciplinary bill as a matter of urgency and inform the committee on when this bill can be expected as soon as possible. And I think also what we want in that regard was also the judges, the military judges, and because the department raised the issue of the independence of those judges are being questioned. But these judges have been appointed 4 months ago, which means if they want to take the department to court over military judges, then they should do that, because it's an international norm to have military judges, and you have military courts. So I think we should take up the challenge, but we want to know what work has been performed by those military judges in dealing with the backlogs. The ones that are not mentioned, Honourable Chair, are the following. I requested a report on the contingent liabilities and clarity on it. Then also the litigation, the cases against the department, and also where what is the status of those cases. Then we asked also about the equipment of the SANDF that was left in CAR. What process have been put in place to actually repatriate and get it back to South Africa or to the DRC. We also asked for investigation, the 20 cases, significant cases that are being investigated on the SEM, procurement and contract management. We want a report on that and the status. And then leadership development in terms of financial oversight. I think the last one is, can I read? Disability leave. The question was raised by my colleague, and how much money is being spent, and how many people were actually injured on the job. There's some disparity between the two. So we'd like to have a report on that disability leave and the number of people that were actually injured and that had to be paid out and had to take leave. Thank you very much.
Right. Indeed, those are matters which were raised, but the department said that they will provide written report. Yes, they need to be factored in the report. And any other amendment that you may have?
Just on that point that I've raised, obviously we must now put it into the first in the observation side. Yes. The problem identified and then the recommendation from there. I just want to find out from you, Chairperson, the matter that we have raised and that the Dr. Kameri responded to about reporting on confidential issues that be done in a closed session. Should we not include that in the report as well? Because that's more an observation than a recommendation.
Classified.
Yeah.
I'm, I'm not sure, because it will be dictated by the legislation and whatever the framework that controls that. Maybe we must put it as an observation.
I think more an observation, because I mean it cannot be just a recommendation, because that will be an invitation or an interaction in the future, but at least from an observation point of view.
Honorable Boyi will advise on that one.
No, you see, in the rules, it's not allowed for committees to follow that route, because it has created tensions amongst members of parliament when you go that route of trying to keep other members out or try to maintain that. Even yesterday, we were querying the SABC, because the SABC the portfolio committee is dealing with the matters of the SABC. They have not allowed the public to come to a particular meeting, and it became an issue. So unless and until the chairperson makes an application at that moment to the speaker and then ask for the chair of committees and make that application. But if you put it in the report, when you deal with targets and all that, it will come back and haunt you, you see. I'm just advising on that.
Can I just correct the honourable member? It is in the annual report. And then there are certain cases where they say they cannot report on that because there are other oversight mechanisms that deals with that, because it cannot make public, which we appreciate. And then Dr. Comedia said, but in a closed session. So and that we appreciate, because it's not about just we want to keep others out. It is exactly because of legislation that it can only be, we can only be briefed in a closed session, because it's about security and safety and things like that.
You see, if it's in the report, sir, I'm sure that the department can describe to Parliament how to conduct its business. You see that thing? It's a report. They can't describe to Parliament, because it runs against the workings of Parliament, you see. And it would have then to be verified within, because these are annual reports and they can't be determining how Parliament must function. And I thought that the debate has always been within the committee that can't we do this, where we do the vetting and all those things. But until and unless it's taken up with the speaker, then the speaker is the only one who then delegate how to do that particular matter. The department is describing, but you must advise the department yourself as honorable members that it's not in the interest of Parliament. Parliament doesn't function in that way. I was here when she was explaining, but I'm just cautioning that don't allow the department to determine. Because you see, when you set up and it's not done officially, you see that thing, like we have not gone through the normal routes. Because the Committee of Intelligence in itself, it's the only committee that has got that authority where people go through that route there, you see. All other committees has not been allowed, you see. Then you have to make a serious application. I mean, I remember on the Menir matter, we tried it in the same way, until the speaker called me in and told me that you are not allowed to do this thing. And if you are going to be told by officials how to conduct your business, when you are not here tomorrow, who's going to do that? Who's going to take it up, you see?
One appreciates that, and because that's the realities that one must deal with. I think it's just a matter that, you know, who has got oversight and who keeps that accountable. And obviously we were just pursuing in what way can we have oversight? Because currently it seems like nobody has got oversight from Parliament over those information. Because you remember I mentioned that even if it's in another committee, no problem. But somewhere, you know, we have got no idea. And my view was just, even if that is required, then I've got no problem with that, as long as we are briefed on the information. Thank you.
No, Chairperson. Honorable Boy is correct. You see, there are matters that needs an intelligence committee, as he's saying. and you cannot put them in the report of defense. Matters not the issue of who's oversighting what. We need to read between the lines to say, if this one is not oversight by us, there is a committee or somebody's oversighting somewhere. Which means anything that warrant a top secret, it cannot be put in any document. No matter you can apply to the speaker. That is the legislation that says that. If that information, you have no right to access it, you can't, even if you can take a decision. But I'm just appealing to say, let's leave those things that needs an oversight of the committees that are unknown, as you are saying. Those committees are there. They will make an oversight on them.
No, it's fine, Honorable Members. I take it that all parties are represented in all committees. If there is any additional information that we are not oversighting, we will get it from our representatives in those committees. Thank you very much. Any other amendment? None. Can we go on now to adopt a report? A mover, JJ, seconder, Honorable Murray and Honorable Bongo. Thank you very much, the report. And Honorable Isao.
Yeah,
that's what. Oh, the oversight. Did we went through it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I think we can do that. Yeah.
Yes.
We move for the adoption. JJ for the. And, all right, Honorable Mnisi, Honorable Bongo, and then going forward. I think we need to make a follow-up, as we said to ourselves and the department, about the, we list those matters that needs to be followed up. The dashboard. You must... Honorable Bongo like the dashboard. This is the new term by Honorable Bongo. The dashboard. Now, the... What was raised also in this BRRR report should form part of that. And then you need to just have a package for honorable members, like it should be a toolkit, so that in the next financial, is it the next financial year, the first quarterly report, what report is remaining? Do you still have an outstanding report for this financial year? The two. Yeah, I'm not sure as to whether we are going to be able to make follow-ups in the two remaining. If we can do that, we should do that. We should just start with them. So just do that toolkit for all honorable members, and then we take it that way. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned. Okay.
I can go now.
Yeah, I'm not.
You have been for next week.
Yeah, ish. But please, this study to a thing. Where now, follow me.
Oh, yeah, but
our agenda
is here. I got the course.
Did you include me in the course?
I did.
Because you had to include me.
I did. You know what? I did. I include everyone, actually, even including myself.
No.
Even though I'm not sure if I'm going. But
no,
the problem is,
The
travel agent just sent you. I don't like to Kelvin.
No, that's good. No,
so
that's actually good.
Because
in the end, they got sometimes, if you send the land to Namagama, then they use that as like the final whatever.
Okay. So I just got because of Ilando, not with the names.
Okay, no, just for what?
And to make it order, but I also need to include the end.
Yeah.
So just send everyone else.
No, you
just sorry.
Yeah, no, all right, but tell us who's going to go. No, but I mean, you should be telling us. Lento decision ya magama kuti uhamba vani thina simele tele as support staff before we start ku manage management, because in the end, the guy, Labandone, what they get, they just check in numbers, write it down, write, okay, no, one secretary maybe, one committee secretary maybe, one committee advisor, and whatever.
But it's
and
two committees,
Kalungu. We need to make sure we clarify it.
Yeah,
then by understand that, if but one who write, it means committee advisor D2, committee assistant, whatever D2. Committee researchers, D2. No, but I'm just saying, because the committee is D2, which means if we want by default, the local middle one. No, we don't have a
Okay.
Seven hours of travel.
That's what you talk about.
Seven hours.
7 hours or 5 hours?
Because if it's Algeria,
yeah,
then it's in Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
And then economy class.
Depending on whether you fly out, then
but you have to go to Paris to go to Africa.
Yes, that's the problem.
Yeah.
We have a problem with direct flight.
Let's see how much is it just to Havana. Just Havana?
From?
From Cape Town?
I'm just going to check that.
No, there's no straight flight. We'll give us the option. What date? We go 20 November, isn't it?
19.
And we come back on the... How much time
second,
do you
want?
Second. Yeah.
You see that same thing in the picture?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, no, if that is the amount they want for the
same person,
then forget it.
Okay.
Then forget it. Yeah, no, I wouldn't even feel comfortable.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, no, this is just...
No, it's too much.
That will be 2 million rand for the comment. No,
but
4 million rand. No, 2 million rand.
How many people are there?
20.
But I said 20.
Yeah.
What?
No.
No,
man. They should also ask the question. Who actually attends the meeting? And we should raise it here.
You'll see people...
No, but
no, I will raise it.
But that's the thing.
So what do you know about defense? You've not been there around with us at all.
They'll come because it's a study to another. My name appears on the list, doesn't it?
Even if it says absent, you know, with an apology. In every
There's
meeting.
Guys that have never appeared yet.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Mbinda? Where's Groenewald? Where's Mwango came once in a while?
Yeah.
And it's
to go straight to Havana?
Exactly.
So can you send me Atlas?
No,
I don't know what it is.
That's economy.
Cape Town,
yes,
the
economy.
Cape Town, yes,
that's economy.
Paris,
Paris.
Is
business
class?
No.
Yes.
Business
class.
Yes. Yes. And remember one thing. The tickets are those flexi tickets. Who's driving travel agent?
Yeah, this is
the one you can
the
change.
Cheapest of the cheap.
So it's actually more expensive.
You see what we should also do? The rule is this. The ruling party opposition and one party.
Yeah,
we cut the cost like that. We got a huge of a lot of staff members in the office.
Yeah.
And I've traveled all over the world. So I don't really need a staff member to tell me about my clients. I raise it myself. So that is actually not doing anything for me.
So because this price will escape it.
No, this
even
with this price, I wouldn't sign off, even if it was me.
Will you sign off? This one is not the cheapest, but it's not business either. It's economy for business.
Members, can't they do something like members agree to fly? Even if it's policy, members agree to fly.
No, it's just long.
They can.
But all
I travel, I tell you. I belong to the CPA, right? Only of politics. I phone, I got my counterparts, my other politicians, I was saying, hi guys, how are you doing this and that? I need to come visit you, I want to do some oversight, and you're like, no problem, there's a letter of formal invitation,
yeah.
You're going to go to this department, the director's appointed, you must meet with every day. I'm flying in economy. I pay my own ticket. And then I hire my car and I go to the ministry and I sit there and I'm, hello, hi guys, I'm
Algeria.
So that's the extra piece on the
yeah.
Yes.
So I think we need to
Oh, actually, that's the piece on the route is in the process.
That's what is making it cross the mall.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.